Georgia elections officials are investigating a Bay County attorney after he publicly announced plans last month to register to vote in the state, even though he doesn't actually live there. Personal injury lawyer Bill Price explained his ultimate goal was to cast a ballot in the state's upcoming Senate runoff elections. I'm Valerie Crowder. Last week, WFSU News first shed light on a Facebook livestream video in which Price told fellow GOP supporters that he intended to register to vote at his brother's address located about 30 miles from Atlanta. Price explained he intended to switch his voter registration back to Florida after casting a ballot in Georgia's Senate runoff elections.
But yeah, I mean, if I have to get a driver's license, I'm going to get a driver's license. I'm moving to Georgia, and I'm starting today. So it's important. This is that important. So if they need a driver's license, I'm going to get a driver's license. If they need mail, I'm going to have mail there. We are going to win back America, and we have to start in Georgia.
Bay County GOP Chairman Debbie Wood was at the meeting with Price. Wood told WFSU News that Price wasn't serious.
He was on a high from, so much passion, so much commitment, and so much, knowing what we've got to do. And his sentiments were correct. He backed down after he thought about what he'd really said, but that's okay. It shows that people, Trump supporters, true Trump supporters, are passionate about what they believe, and we might misspeak from time to time.
But Atlanta-based station WSB-TV has reported Price actually did try to register using his brother's address, and in Georgia, registering to vote with the intent of leaving after the election is a felony offense. Anyone who's convicted could face up to 10 years in prison and up to a $100,000 fine. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has confirmed to multiple outlets that his office is investigating the video and Price's attempt to register in the state. Price hasn't yet responded to a request for comment. For WFSU News, I'm Valerie Crowder in Panama City.